Welcome to Moonstone Bay. We have 8 hotels, 15 bars, and hundreds of shopping destinations. Where can I take you?
I arched an eyebrow as I stared at the man standing next to what could loosely be described as a taxi cab. He was handsome, in a workout, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week sort of way, and his brown hair was a tad unkempt. Given the cut of his cheekbones and broad shoulders, the messy hair made him all the more appealing. Sure, the Hawaiian shirt and chinos tempered his sex appeal, but not by much. Unfortunately for him, I wasn't in the mood for hot guys and flirty banter. All I really wanted was a bottle of Pepto-Bismol and a cold cloth for my forehead. The choppy ride to Moonstone Bay, my new island home, on the world's smallest and most turbulence-prone airplane ever designed, had been nothing short of vomit-inducing. I'm going to the Moonstone Bay Lighthouse. I shifted my bag so it rested on my larger suitcase, which thankfully rolled on wheels. If I had to lift it, I knew I'd throw up, or maybe pass out due to the heat and humidity. That wasn't the way I wanted to say hello to my new home.
Really?
An eyebrow winged up on the taxi driver's handsome face.
You're Hadley Hunter, huh?
I wasn't sure if I should be surprised or impressed. Am I your only recent transplant? The man shrugged.
We're a tourist destination. That means we see a lot of new faces. Very few of those faces are permanent.
I spared a glance for the sunny sky, sandy beach, and lush foliage that filled the area surrounding Moonstone Bay's small airport. It wasn't an airport like the one I'd left from in Detroit. That had been a metropolitan airport, packed with stores, restaurants, and terminals. No. The Moonstone Bay Airport had only one terminal and two stores. You were either coming to or going from Moonstone Bay. There were no connecting flights. I see. I forced a smile as I tucked a strand of my long black hair behind my ear. I could already tell the humidity was going to be murder on my tresses. It would soon become wider than it was long if I didn't get a hand on decent hair care products. I didn't give that due thought before rushing headlong into lunacy and uprooting my entire life to move to a place I'd never heard of and surrounding myself with people I'd never met. Maybe I should go back. No one wants to deal with permanent summer hair, right?
You seem a bit overwhelmed.
The man smiled as he grabbed my suitcase and loaded it into the back of the cab. The vehicle in question was actually a small bus, one of those you see in movies from the 60s and think are cute on first inspection, until you're forced to sit on cracked vinyl seats and realize the air conditioning no longer works. I'm not overwhelmed. Even though the words came easily to my lips, I didn't believe them. I hoped the man would be a different story. I was determined to meet this new adventure with a bold heart and open mind. I'm naturally snarky and prone to bouts of rampant complaining, so I wasn't sure that was possible. I was going to give it my best shot, though. I'm simply a bit sick to my stomach.
Ah.
The man nodded, recognition dawning.
You were on the morning flight. Which means you were on the smallest plane that stops here. If I remember correctly, that plane makes the ride a bit rocky.
That was putting it mildly. I think I'll take the ferry next time.
If you have a weak stomach, that won't help. The waters are choppy when you come in through the bay.
Well, great. I meant the exact opposite.